Brendan, what a year it's been, and to pick up an award at a ceremony like this, I'm sure you're thrilled. It's a long, hard road. You don't set out for something like this, but great to be honoured on a night where the likes of Ciara here, Sanyo Sullivan picking up the Hall of Fame, you know, great Irish athletes grace that stage.
Yeah, it was actually a brilliant night for athletics, so, you know, it's been a long road for me. I've been nominated many times for this, but the endurance category is definitely one of the toughest to win, and no, to finish sixth in the World Championships this year. And we felt it was a few years in the making. I had a few troubled years, 2017, 2018. But I still trained well those years. And then just back it up now with a performance in Doha. And, you know, 1 year out from Tokyo, it's good to get that kind of confidence boost and to get the award as well. It's brilliant.
You picked up the endurance award, as you said. You endured some hard years trying to get this award, but it shows the, I suppose, the strength and depth of Irish athletics, that there's such a high calibre when it comes to shortlists for all these awards.
Yeah, I mean, anyone could have been nominated, really. Like, there was, I think they had to add extra people into the lists because they couldn't decide who should even make the shortlist for the award. So no, it's phenomenal. I think Irish athletics in general is in a really good place, and I don't think we've ever probably gone into an Olympics with such high hopes for getting, you know, top eights and even medals, because Ciara obviously won the overall award and she's definitely a medal contender. And then after finishing sixth, I'll definitely be thinking about that for the next year, and Thomas Barr after finishing fourth in Rio. So it's probably the first time we've gone into an Olympics with really, really high hopes of people actually performing and doing well. So it's good for us, and it's good for the next generation as well.
And talk to me about 2019. I mean, it got better, I suppose, as the year progressed as well. And as you say, ahead of an Olympic year in 2020, it's the perfect curve, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose at 30, I just turned 33, so, and I've probably had more PBs in the last 12 months than I've had, you know, probably since I started out in my senior career. So I've PB'd over 20k, 50k, 30k, 3k, and then to have performances like sixth in the world and obviously and fifth in the European Cup back in May as well. So the year really has been really, really solid, and we've built a proper system of getting these results and focusing specifically on big target events. So with Rob behind me now, I think having that experience of an Olympic medalist, world champion, so we don't really have any fear going into next year. It's just about staying injury free is probably the main worry at the minute, because we know we can do the training and we know we're going to have the support. So, you know, that's probably a bit of an easier year probably than this year, because you know you're going to have that backing going into an Olympic Games.
And talk to me about between now and then. I mean, it is still a longish road, I suppose, before the Olympics come around.
Oh, jeez, I wouldn't say. We're only about 7 months out now, and yeah, I'm only getting back into training. So we'll have the national 30k champs next weekend up in Dublin, and then I'll probably go away on training camps then over New Year's, and then come back out. You know, so it won't be long coming by. So we'll have a couple of races next year that we're targeting for, you know, as testers for Olympic Games. So we have the World Cup in May. Will probably be the last big one, and we'll build up the first part of the season around that race, and then obviously everything from May to August then will all be towards trying to be at the peak and hopefully challenge for a medal. You know, that's all you can ask for, really, is to be go on the start line and know that you can challenge, and then there's probably 20 lads who think they can win a medal on the day, so you have to be the one to come out and top then.
Slow and steady wins the race, but certainly if you pace yourself at the right time, things have to go right, because, okay, you can put in all the hard work, but sometimes a little bit of luck is needed along that road as well.
Yeah, I think probably more so in the lead-up. No, you can have luck that way. I mean, I was probably unlucky the last two seasons, so I probably deserved a bit of something this year. So, but you try and obviously eliminate luck as much as you can and focus on the process, and, you know, you make sure you have the team around you, and, you know, you can trust everyone, your physio, your S&C, your coach, you know, the support people who are away with you on camp. So all of that is just super important, and, you know, especially going into Olympic Games. So no, we're definitely in a good place, and I think the only thing now is to just get the training done and deliver.
sometimes people forget about those people around athletes when it is an individual sport, but it's as much about the team around as the athlete now. There's a lot more work has been done in the last few years, and certainly it's all about the team as much as an individual nowadays.
I think, yeah, there is big teams around athletes, and especially I think in 50K, like I need support every day, like because I have drink strategies that I have to go through, and I need people on the ground looking at my technique, because that's a big part of the event as well, is the technical element. So you need technical support, drink support, you know, people video work, you know, all that analysis that goes into it, and then obviously the backup then of having people away on camps just makes it easier logistically. You know, you don't have to organize yourself, you know. You're trying to create like a Premier League environment around one athlete, so it's, you know, that's tough as well, because the budgets in athletics, every event is so different, the budget is spread so thin then, because so you really have to do it kind of on a shoestring and do the best for yourself, and then the team is so important that way.
All the best for the year ahead. Congrats on the award today.
Yeah, thanks very much.